Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
New year, same you. A different number won't change anything, unless you do. It's up to you, and how bad you want it. Cause I bet you can. I bet you can absolutely fucking do it. I bet you can figure it out and make it reality. Last year you said next year. A lot can happen in just one.
2025 was the year of shedding, or the snake year. 2026 is the year that we get after it. There is no better time than now. There has never been a better time than now to go get what you want. Let's stop the procrastination and let's get up on our feet and take control of our decisions. Let's be more intentional. Let's be a go-getter this year. You know, as cheesy as it sounds, but look, what other choice do we have? You understand that we have finite time, and you understand that you want a better life for yourself. The only thing that's stopping you from getting there is an action. So yeah, I like the sound of that. Let's make 2026 our year.
And no matter how motivated you are to be a different person this year, you have to first act like a different person. You have to act like that person long before you ever actually become that person. You have to do what that person would do. You have to act the way that person would act. If you do not change your actions, this version of yourself that you're trying to be is nothing more than a fairy tale. It's a figment of your imagination. If one day you want to look in the mirror and see the person that you see in your mind on January 1st, it's going to come down to the way you act, the standards you set, the things you do and the things you don't do. Who you end up being at the end of 2026 is ultimately going to boil down to what you did during 2026.
There's two people. The man who thinks they can and the man who thinks they can't. And they're both right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Desire to me is a contract that you make with yourself to be unhappy until you get what you want. So when I'm unhappy about something, I look for what is the underlying desire that I have that's not being fulfilled. It's okay to have desires. You're a biological creature. You put on this earth. You have to do something. You have to have desires. You have a mission. But don't have too many. Don't pick them up unconsciously. Don't pick them up randomly. Don't have thousands of them. Pick your one overwhelming desire, and it's okay to suffer over that one. But on all the others, do you want to let them go so you can be calm and peaceful and relaxed?
Everything can become possible if you find the way to translate what is in the mind into action, because this transformation makes things come to earth. Everything we have available nowadays on this earth started somewhere here by someone.
Your laziness, your lack of discipline, it doesn't just affect you. You see, whether you realize it or not, there are people that depend on you. And more importantly, there are people that will depend on who you could become. Who you decide to be matters. When you haven't developed the mental fortitude and the mental strength to deal with difficult situations, and a truly difficult situation arrives, and you're too wrapped up in your own problems to help anyone else, that affects them. If you are not going to do it for yourself, do it for the people that depend on you to be the best you.
All winners have lost. All winners have got depressed. All winners have been heartbroken. All winners have been disappointed and confused, frustrated and angry. But they kept moving forward. That's the only reason they're winners. Nobody is winning all the time. Nobody is.
Everything's going to be okay. Everything you're worried about is going to be okay. That too, whatever it is, that also is going to be fine.
But to give up and think that that you are a lost case, there are no lost cases. Unless you give yourself up, then it is lost.
You get to decide if I'm going to be rich, poor, mediocre, plentiful, happy, sad. You have a decision to make.
Well, it happens small until it happens big. The reinvention occurs in the micro actions that you're taking every single day. The tiny little things that perhaps no one even notices that are creating muscle memory around new behaviors. Tiny little things repeated over time is what produces dramatic change. And it's like this curve, you know, it's like this very slow curve. And everyone wants to talk about the pivot moment when it goes skyward. But the truth is, the real work is in the drudgery and the difficult, anonymous work of shoveling shit every single day. Don't leave before the miracle. And I take that as a lesson in persistence. Whatever it is that you're pursuing to achieve or create or express in the world, I think a lot of people back out before that happened.
If I told you that you're only 6 months away, 6 months away from the life you've always dreamt of, the health you've always dreamt of, the income, the lifestyle, or the body of work you've always dreamt of. What if I told you that your success was guaranteed and that the person you've always dreamt of becoming was only 6 months away? There's just one condition though. For that time, you have to show up each and every day and do all the things you and I both know you should be doing. How would you show up each day? If success were guaranteed and it was only 6 months away, what would you do differently? We all have a good idea of what we need to do, yet so few of us take action. You know what your perfect 6 months would look like. You already know who you want to be. Go be that person. Stop waiting for someone or something to come along and give you the permission to start living your own life.
Life goes on. Whatever happened in your past that continues to weigh on your mind, it doesn't matter. And you may say, well, certainly it matters. It drastically changed my life. It has thrown me off course and now I am dazed and confused. How could you say it doesn't matter? And to that I say, you are still in pursuit of legacy. You are still on the journey to achieve everything that you dream of. And today is just as good as any other to take a step in the right direction. In other words, circumstances do not affect your ability to choose what you do next. It is up to you to continue forward or remain stagnant, and that will never change.
You cannot control all of the external circumstances in your life, but you can control how you feel about those circumstances in your life. And once you recognize that taking control of your emotions and not allowing your emotions to control you, taking the wheel, allows you to be the master of your fate.
Take responsibility for your actions. Apologize when you're wrong, and acknowledge how you treat others when you're anxious, angry, or upset. Regardless of what happens in life, you still have control over how you respond. Everything you say and do is a choice. Blaming others is easy. Show a little patience, because the only thing you have control over is yourself.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings got to go away if you want to achieve greatness. Your feelings have to go away.
People change when they hurt enough they have to. When they see enough they're inspired to. When they learn enough that they want to. And when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
It's like when it says good is the enemy of great, the comfort zone is the enemy of courage, right? The comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there.
Tell yourself the truth. Just be honest with yourself. All of us tell ourselves stories to avoid the things we don't want to do and to justify the things that we want to do. And you can get pretty good at believing your own story. You know when you have time and you're pretending you don't. You know when you can do something you don't want to do but you pretend you can't. Deep down, every single one of us knows when it's real and when it's bullshit. And you might be really good at convincing other people, but you cannot truly convince yourself. Because although you may be able to justify it for a moment, you might be able to convince yourself for a moment, there still always exists that deep-rooted sense of shame of desiring to be a certain version of yourself and knowing damn well that you are choosing not to be that.
Why would you limit yourself from experiencing that? Why? Because you're scared, you're afraid, you don't know how it's going to work out, it doesn't feel good, perfectly fine. But I've come to understand, I've come to realize that the beauty of life isn't in pursuing happiness, it's in pursuing experiences, and it's understanding that it's multidisciplinary, it's multilateral, it's not just one emotion. So I'm not in the business of pursuing happiness, I'm in the business of pursuing life. And life comes in different forms at different seasons.
Universe is change, and life itself is but what we deem it. What he means is that things are going to happen, you are going to have experiences in life. Almost all of the important impacts of how those experiences change you are going to be the story that you tell yourself about what that experience means. You know, the framing that you place around the present moment largely determines your experience of it. And this is where having confidence in yourself, an undeniable stack of proof that you can deal with whatever is put in front of you, is super important.
And how I always say no one's coming to save you, what I mean is they're not coming to save you from yourself. If you don't learn how to push yourself out of bed and out the door, if you don't learn how to hold yourself to a standard that's higher than your excuses, you will always procrastinate, you will always feel anxious, and you will always succumb to some sort of thing that's easier in the moment instead of pushing yourself to do the thing that's hard that helps you become the best version of you. I'm telling you, this is the secret to everything. Learn how to do things that are hard. Learn how to do things that you hate, because when you learn how to hold yourself to a higher standard, you, my friend, are unstoppable, because you will not stop yourself.
You deserve exactly what you're choosing to settle for. You are in control of what you accept. You are in control of what you allow in your life. Nobody, nothing, no situation can control your life without your permission. Right? When we say a goal, a dream, or aspirate, we put it out there as if it's always going to be smooth sailing. Right? As if no opposition is going to be present. As if no challenge is going to be present. That's why you create habits. That's why you create routines. You don't just do it for the great times. You do it when all hell is breaking loose.
The difference between successful people and non-successful people is here. You have to change this. So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think. It don't matter what your coworkers think. It don't matter what your siblings think. It don't matter. they have nothing to do with it. This decision is yours and yours alone.
The heart of confidence is action. It's the willingness to try. And all you need is to know that if you try, you're not gonna die. You're just gonna learn something. And when you learn something, it removes a little bit of the insecurity so that it makes it slightly easier to try again.
Say you can't fix the problem if you don't know where it's coming from. And so you think and think and think about all your problems. And the more and more you think about them, the bigger they become. You go down this rabbit hole of why things are the way they are. Why am I sad? And usually the rabbit hole ends with, it's not my fault. It's because of my parents, my teacher, my friends, my boss. Now what? What good does knowing whose fault it is do for you? Nothing. Right now, you don't know if what you're telling yourself is the actual cold-hearted truth or just an excuse. So if you want to fix your problems, move first, think and analyze after.
What can one man do except forgive his best? If you fail, you try again. If you win, you try again and get better. So as long as you maintain and you stay consistent, you'll forever be a winner and a champion in the people who love you in their eyes, because they support you nevertheless, as long as you're trying again and again and again.
To find your identity, to discover who you are, you must be with yourself. Isolate your mind, observe your thoughts, ask yourself questions, explore your imagination. And with time, not only will you find yourself, but you will find what brings you life. You will find purpose, something to chase. And now you have yourself, as well as a grand adventure.
The thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Because you're more powerful than you think. Way more powerful than you think. I mean, God only knows what you are in the final analysis. You're blind to your own weaknesses, but you're also blind to your own strengths. How far could you take that if you stopped wasting time and if you stopped lying and if you oriented yourself to the highest possible good that you could conceive of and you committed to that? How much good could you do? Well, I would say, why don't you find out?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Buddha says, being in a state of pain, anxiety, or in a state of suffering comes from attachment. When you're attached to things, attached to people, attached to identities, attached to philosophies, then you end up being in a situation where you experience pain. But you don't have to experience suffering if you live in a state of no expectation, where you're just living life, taking it day by day, step by step, and enjoying yourself. You always have the pain of comparison. You know, it's easy to compare yourself in the age of the internet to other people. The pain of living in the future, right? The pain of what you could be, you should be, but you aren't. You can liberate yourself from a lot of these things by living in the present moment, by being here right now.
We may not be able to control everything in our outer world, but we certainly can control our inner world. And so it's not so important to not react. I mean, everybody reacts, I react. The question is, how long are you going to react? So if you keep an emotional reaction going on for an extended period of time, you're memorizing that emotion, and your body as the unconscious mind is believing it's living in the same past experience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We become addicted to the very life we don't even like. So it's important then for people to realize then when you have that moment where you have crisis or something breaks down, that you do have control over it, and it's a formula.
If you think that everything is too good to be true, you're going to be right 9 out of 10 times. The only issue is that 1 out of every 10 opportunity, that could be the one that could change your life. So optimists fail far more than cynics, but eventually they hit a home run. So always keep your guard up, protect yourself, be street smart, but never fully close yourself off to the fact that you might have a life-changing opportunity in front of you.
These are words to remember when anyone tries to tell you to give up, tell you to give in, because whatever you're trying to do is impossible. Impossible is just a word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. I'm here to say you will make mistakes along the way. You will fall down. I have, many times. But what we do after that fall is how we make history, because impossible is nothing.
If you look at the greats in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. Build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You've faced your demons. You were able to hear all your past traumas. I'm no longer embarrassed. I'm no longer ashamed. Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that kill people nowadays.
What's risky is living your life and never trying for anything and never doing something brave and never getting yourself scared and
in a good way.
You know, if I see something, I see an opportunity, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we're all going to die one day. So we live like that. Live like you could die tomorrow. You know, go for it.
A lot of people think they have all this time, so they can waste it. And they never go out and do what they really set out to do or accomplish or do anything great in their life. You think when you're young that you have all this time. You have no time. There's no time. There is no tomorrow. You know, there is no tomorrow. That shit. Let's get all this done today.
Contemplate the price you pay for inaction. So I think a lot of the time we presume that inaction has no cost, but it does. Inaction does have a cost. Because your attention is the most important thing that you have. So contemplate the price that you pay for inaction. It's a justification for you doing things sooner rather than later and committing.
Every morning when you get up, say over and over to yourself, do it now, do it now, do it now. I do it now, do it now. Whenever you have this tendency to procrastinate, program your subconscious mind with this automatic conditioned command. Do it now, do it now, do it now. The key to overcoming procrastination is to develop a sense of urgency. Be the kind of person who gets things done quickly. Be the kind of person who launches fast on a task. Say over and over to yourself, do it now, do it now, do it now. Do you know that less than 2% of the population have a sense of urgency, and that there is not an example of a successful person anywhere who does not have a sense of urgency? That if you just develop a sense of urgency, when somebody gives you a task, that you get on it and do it fast, that alone will move you into the top ranks in a very short period of time.
How do you try to make them understand you when they don't even understand themselves? They judge your actions, but don't even care to think about theirs. They criticize your every move while they blindly stumble around. You're trying to garner respect from the wrong peoples. It is apples and oranges. They view reality differently than you do. And every minute you spend trying to sell them on your dream is a minute you are not spending actually trying to achieve it.
When you're grateful, you can't be worried. You can't be fearful. When you're grateful, you can't be angry. And anger and fear are what screw people up most in their relationships, in their life, in their business. So I wire myself. I was saying to you that most people want to be happy, but their habit is to be worried or pissed off or frustrated or stressed. And so they've got a highway to stress and they got a dirt road to happiness.
One of my most powerful motivational frames is thinking about the person that I want to become as the destination. And thinking like, I want to be bulletproof. I want to be bulletproof in these ways. I want to be bulletproof in my marriage. I want to be bulletproof in my business, etc. And I think about that man, whoever I want him to be. Like we said, hell is when you look at who you could have been and realize that you're not that person. And then I think, if I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It wouldn't even be easy wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp. And so when I'm going through those like really harder times, I like to think of like looking in my mental mirror of like, I'm making you. I'm not there yet, but I'm making you.
My prayer for you is that you win the battle that no one knows about, because usually those are the toughest.
On the other end of suffering is a life that many people don't know even exists. It's a beautiful world. We all live in this world where our brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, is a world that's endless of opportunity. But we are afraid to go outside that box because in that box is comfortable. Outside that box, man, God gives you a shovel and says, man, start digging. That's not fun. But when you dig your own path to all kind of stuff that's unknown.
There ain't nothing you can do about what's gonna happen to you. You can't stop life from happening. You can do something about it. Life is 10% what happened to you, is 90% what you do about it. You got to stop tripping every time something happened to you like it's the end of the world. It ain't. Just change your mindset. If you change your attitude, you change your altitude.
To succeed, you gotta overcome your fears, battle your own greed, conquer your own demons, become unsure, second guess everything you believe in, survive through the suffering to figure out the meaning, and go hard to the moment you're bringing creaming. You might lose sleep, but it's gonna feel like you're dreaming.
Like the process of self-improvement. At the end of the day, you gotta ask yourself the question, what fulfills you? Like winning and losing? Cool, of course it bothers you emotionally, right? But when you put in work, when you prepare, when you give everything you got to something, the process of self-improvement, even if it doesn't go the way you want it to go, you still have something to hang on to, knowing that you put some pride into the process of it, right? Just the process of self-improvement. When you do things, you try your best to do it a certain way, right? It's not predicated upon outcome. I'm not doing it, like you said, because I'm trying to attain this. I'm not doing it because I'm trying to get this. I'm not doing it for this, because the moment you get into the for this, to get this, this, like, you're going to be on the emotional roller coaster. So every once in a while, man, I think you got to pull your head up for a little bit of air and just ask yourself, man, like, what is it that fulfills me when I'm chasing that dragon? You know what I'm saying? Fulfillment is a powerful thing.
Best advice I can give you on that is treat the past as a school. Let it teach you. Mistakes you've made, the things that went wrong, the things that didn't work. Don't use the past as a burden to carry, and don't use the past as a club to beat yourself to death. Past losses, past failures, past mistakes. But let the past be a school. Tough school, maybe. We've all been through some tough stuff. So if you feel good about the past, draw from it for experience and let it teach you. Then next is how you feel about the future. We've got to have the future well designed. The future is called the promise.
Those racing thoughts you have, sleepless nights, the anxiety, it's all there for a reason. It's telling you something. It's telling you that you need to take action. All of those emotions are telling you that you're meant for more than this. So don't ignore it.
You know, don't allow the storms that come into your life to make you lose that gratitude, to make you lose the appreciation for waking up. Learn how to dance in the rain. Dance through the storm. Embrace the storms, right? Because these things that happen to us, right? Hard times, difficulties, obstacles, they're inevitable. So the best thing you can do is learn how to work with the flow of life rather than against it. You know, don't try to run away from the pain. Don't try to escape the obstacles that come into your life. No, learn how to embrace them head on. Learn how to go through them, because that's where growth happens.
Everyone's just looking out for themselves, and that's okay, but it's time for you to start prioritizing yourself too. Trust that things will fall into place and that everything will work out for the best. You've overcome a lot through this journey, and stayed hopeful, even when things felt impossible. It's okay to be selfish too. It's your turn now to get what you deserve.
You're not really enjoying, while you pursue the goal, whatever it is in your life, if you're not really enjoying the doing, because you are so focused on becoming and achieving and arriving at this future point, that the enjoyment of the doing is so greatly diminished or disappears completely, because all you want to do is arrive, but you're not there yet.
I can't handle not knowing. I can't handle not finding out. I don't want to not find out. The not knowing will drive me crazy. The wondering what if. What's going to be embarrassed of failure? Going to be ashamed of losing? I mean, those are already two things that when I just say them, if I hear somebody else say that to me, I'm reaching out going, no, dude, tell more. No, it'll be a shame. Screw up. Find out.
Number one, you have to stop regretting the past. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't forget the past. You can learn from it and get better from it so you don't make the same mistakes, but you got to stop regretting the past. Number two is stop worrying about the future. Psychologists have found that 85% of what you worry about on a daily basis will never happen. That's a waste of your energy. That's a waste of your time. And number three, stop looking for your happiness in other people. Other people cannot make you happy. It is absolutely impossible.
When you form a partnership, you make one decision. My decision is to be great. My decision is to be unstoppable. My decision is to win. My decision is to whatever it may be. Then after you make that decision, you got to commit to it. How many times have you talked yourself out of the commitment? You've talked yourself out of the commitment.
It's not a bad thing to be unique. It's not a bad thing to be different. Not a bad thing to be comfortable with yourself, regardless of what everybody else around you is doing.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Can you read the quote once more?
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Opportunity comes. You can either take it or remain scared of it.
You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
I'd rather be a failure than a coward.
So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do.
Do or do not. There is no try.
All of y'all got this wonderful gift, but you got to use it.
The hero is the person who confronts horrible, chaotic potential and tames it and makes something of it.
Best way to contend with problems, with issues, with adversity, is action.
You gotta take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself.
It's only one person it hurts when you say you're gonna do something and you don't come through, and that's your willpower.
Take your seed, take your gift, get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing.
The worst prison in the world is having the talent and intelligence to achieve something great, but lacking the courage to go out and do it.
Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
Now is the only time that action can occur. The present moment is the only time in which we can do anything. So if not now, when? If I want to do something, now is the perfect time to do it, because it's literally the only time anything can be done.
That the biggest cost in life isn't a failed experiment, being wrong about a decision. It is the 9 months, the 10 years, the 15 years you waste deciding whether to make the decision.
When I'm listening to people, so many people want to tell me their old story. I used to be this. I used to do that. We were this. I want to know where you're going. What's the new story? What's the new character? Quit telling me about the old character and the old chapters and the old versions of you. Who's the new character? And at any time in our life, honestly, when we walk out this door, we can decide to be a new character. We can literally step into a new role. We can be a little more confident, a little bit more bold, a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more caring.
I'm a normal person from a normal family, from a normal home, in a normal area, just like you guys. Listen, sometimes normal people could do extraordinary things, and I'm just proof of it.
Right now, for you to find greatness in yourself, you're not going to find it by looking in a book or by even hearing me. I may give you the spark, but you've got to go inside yourself to find it.
But the problem is that you have to face what you don't want to face in order to fix it.
And that's what I ask you. Where have you been? Where have you been up to this point? You look at your life, you look at what you produce. Is it giving you what you want? Are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you acting on your ideas? Are you doing all you can do? Have you gotten comfortable? Are you procrastinating? Are you invading your own greatness? Is your life an adventure or is it boring? Where have you been?
There are a few that are part of a rare breed. I'm talking about something so rare that when we see it, it marvels us. How is it that some people have a resiliency and a power within them that is uncommon and so unique, so powerful that it stands up in the midst of a life that everyone else would have simply laid down in? How do you find those heroes, those gladiators? You find them within. You look within yourself and you realize that if someone else can do it, so can I. The circumstances around them may be different than yours, but you are no less than what they are. They breathe, you breathe. They walk, you walk. They move, you move. If they can do it, you can do it. But you gotta believe that there's something in you just as powerful as what you see in them.
Know that you're the thing that can transcend your problems, most fundamentally. If you know you're the thing that, if it faces the problems, can transcend them, then you have the faith that would enable you to take stock of who you are.
Greatness is whatever the hell you've dreamed of in your own mind. You gotta first see it. You gotta first create this vision in your mind, and it's not external. It's the vision created is inside of you.
You see, there are some people who are the heroes' heroes. They are the veterans' veteran. They are the kings of resiliency because they refuse to be a peasant in life. You have that same gene, that same DNA. You were born with a title called human. And the experience that you go through as a human is not to humiliate you, but to reveal that there's a scope of greatness within you. You may start off the child of a peasant, but you can end up the leader of a generation of greats. It's up to you what you choose to be. Take the seed of greatness, plant it deep, and then make sure you grow so large that it covers the family tree forever.
99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. The level of competition is thus fiercest for realistic goals, paradoxically making them the most time and energy consuming. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think.
Consistency is absolutely critical. You can have all of the others, but if you're inconsistent, it's going to really hurt you. Consistency means that dependable, steady, predictable work is always vastly superior to spurts or flashes of brilliance and genius. That the person who is like the tortoise, who just plods steadily away, old steady Eddie, is always the person who tends to be more successful than the one who flashes here and flashes there, but cannot be counted on over the long term.
Just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change. But my coach used to always say, everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
Well, it happens small until it happens big. The reinvention occurs in the micro actions that you're taking every single day. The tiny little things that perhaps no one even notices that are creating muscle memory around new behaviors that perhaps are very uncomfortable to you. Tiny little things repeated over time is what produces dramatic change. And it's like this curve, you know, it's like this very slow curve until it asymptotes up. And everyone wants to talk about the pivot moment when it goes skyward. But the truth is, the real work is in the drudgery and the difficult, anonymous work of shoveling shit every single day.
It's crazy how large the perceived monsters can appear. Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so you look at it, it looks like this ocean. And then you take the first step and you realize you don't drown. Because it's like, oh, there's ground underneath of this, right? There's other people who are more on my path. And the friends you lose, you gain new friends. I would encourage you, if you do feel that, you're not going to die. Like, you won't die. And you might just live.
Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's you. The major key to your reaching your dream, your living up to your greatness, your making your contribution is you. But the major key to your making things happen in your life is you. Let me tell you something. What people think about you and the possibilities for your dream is none of your business.
We are all great. We all have greatness. It just, you gotta find the courage. You gotta find the courage to put your Bose headphones on and silence the noise out of this world and to find it. And that's what it's all about.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Who are you? At the core of your soul. And if he can't answer that question, our conversation's over.
Every man becomes an infinitely more dangerous version of themselves the moment they realize they don't need anyone's approval or permission. Because there's no greater waste of time than defending your actions to people whose life you don't want.
Jump out of yourself and be the director. Be the director of this avatar. And then it just opens another perspective. Because in that moment, you just realize it's like a movie.
If you want to become champion, you have to sacrifice.
Starting point of great accomplishment is to dream big dreams. Number one, dream big dreams. Let your mind float free. All really exceptional men and women dream big dreams. They allow their minds to float. They think of what they could be and what they could do and what they really, really want.
There's how many doors will you go through or will you break down to get what you want? That is determination. Basically, the goal doesn't change. How you get there, you don't care about. You just care that you get there.
A gift I have, with all that being said, what you just said there, is I have the ability to see the end before the beginning even begins. And what that means is I know that to get to the very end, I can see it right now. And that feeling that I was nowhere near that feeling, I was able to put myself there a million times every day. And that feeling of like, my God, that is going to feel fucking amazing. That's what made me suffer. That's what allowed the pain to be real and say, this is worth it. I want to feel for this fucking next 18 months. It took me 18 fucking months to finally become a Navy SEAL, to finally, you know, just get through butts. 18 months, it's 6 months. It took me 18. That's what woke me up every fucking morning was, I'm gonna put myself through this much fucking pain and suffering for a few seconds. That's all it is. A few seconds of joy. It's so fucking worth it, man.
It sounds overplayed, but it doesn't make this any less true. If you want things to change, then you have to start changing the things you're doing. So many of us are stuck in a cycle of complaining about our current situation, desiring change, and knowing that changing something as small as even just a habit or two would be the remedy to all of our problems, but never being able to take that first step because it just seems too scary, even when the day-to-day current situation is absolute hell. Is it worth living that out for the next 40, 50, 60 years, or does it make more sense to sacrifice just 1 year?
That part of you that feels really broken right now
is actually the part of you that is growing the most. It hurts because it's changing.
If I'm running on a treadmill and I get to mile 9 and I get complete cramp in one of my legs, and I know I've told myself I'm going to run 10 kilometers today, he goes, I will have to limp the last mile, even if no one's watching, because I can't let the demons in. And if I let the demons in, they'll show up in the 11th round of a championship fight when there's 50,000 people watching me in the audience. And I know deep in my self story that I'm the type of person that quits when things get hard because I got off that treadmill at mile 9 when no one was watching. It would modify my self story. The commitments we keep to ourselves and what we do when no one's watching is the most persuasive evidence that governs everything we then do every day thereafter.
It's really hard to stay motivated when you're not seeing results. It's also the most important time to stay motivated, because if you stop, you'll never get the results. Because in some seasons of life, maintaining is winning.
And especially get away from the losers. Get away from the no-hopers. Get away from the negative people, because these people will drag you down as surely as an anchor would drag you down if it was tied to your leg. I say you have to ask yourself this question. Do you want to fulfill your potential as a human being or not? If you want to fulfill your potential as a human being, here's the fact. And I've spoken to thousands of people who've told me that coming to terms with this is one of the hardest things that they ever did. Because sometimes it means that you have to say goodbye to family, say goodbye to friends, say goodbye to relatives, say goodbye to relationships.
This is a hard journey. What you're doing is hard. Most people aren't doing it. In fact, 99% of people are not on the same path as you. That you're on the hardest path possible for your life. And that means that 99%, 99 out of 100, 9 out of 10 people that you interact with on a daily basis are not going to get it. They are not going to understand. They are not going to approve. They're going to be uncomfortable. They're going to hate you a little bit. They're going to talk. They're going to try to convince you to be like them. And you know what you have to do? You have to ignore it all. And you have to keep moving. And you have to remember that those people are those people for a reason, and you're you for a reason.
Your time, your family, everything what you have, you have to sacrifice. If you're not ready to sacrifice, you have to seek home. Patience, hard work, sacrifice. Like, without these things, doesn't matter how talented you are. You have to sacrifice everything what you have, you know, then you can become great champion.
If you're not failing at something, that means you've set your goals to pass, to succeed at everything you do, which means you're not setting your goals high enough.
The unwillingness to shake from what they believe to be true. And so the thing is that if someone can't disprove why what you think is possible, that you absolutely can hold on to that with white knuckles and say, no, we will figure it out, and you will tell me what obstacles are in the way, and one by one, we will dismantle them until all that is left is the goal. And so here's the tough reality that I had to realize, and I used to repeat this self, sometimes other people's dreams have to die in order for yours to live.
In some ways, I wish that I saw the world in less of a complex way. I wish that it was more, like, easy to me, whatever that even means. It should just be kind of, I wish I didn't think about things as much. I wish I didn't care about things as much. I wish I didn't worry. I wish I didn't have as much anxiety. Guess what? Like, you do. So how are you going to play the cards that you've been dealt? And that's a huge advantage in tons and tons and tons of ways, except for a couple. And the pains are very obvious, and all of the rewards are very hidden. So you need to go through. The only way out is to find.
You think you're chasing a goal, but the goal is chasing the weak version of you. It's not about what you want. It's about what you're willing to give up to get there. Your excuses, your comfort, your craving for it to be easy. Every step forward is a burial of the quitter, of the complainer, of the one who said, maybe tomorrow. This journey doesn't ask who you are. It asks who you're willing to become.
We will never have a world that will always be peaceful. That one does not exist. We have to learn and take the world as it is. But because we cannot change the circumstances, the only thing that we think is in our hands and in our mind is the way how you are learning to adjust your view and perspective in such a way that it makes it more livable for you.
The worst piece of advice I've ever received is that good things come to those who wait. Good things don't come to those who wait. Good things come to those who act upon what they know. Through consistency and repetition, that's how good things happen. Things don't just fall on your lap. Blessings come through effort, dedication, and a lot of energy towards your goal and endeavor.
And you can beat 99% of people without being smarter or luckier, but by being willing to endure pain and uncertainty for longer. That's the path up the mountain.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.